Listener Production.
Hi, and welcome to Gold Coast Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Here's what's making news today, Friday, December 9. Queenslanders warned electricity bills will remain high. Court today for man charged following Labrador siege. And cool change for the southeast. First, Queenslanders have been warned by the Australian Competition and Consumer Watchdog to expect electricity bills to remain high. In its latest electricity market report, it revealed the average power bill had already gone up by 23%. It says National Cabinet will convene today to hash out a plan to drive down prices through 2023. In other news, court today for a 46-year-old man charged following that mammoth Labrador siege on Tuesday. According to reports, officers were initially called to a unit complex to investigate a domestic violence incident, but when they arrived, the man barricaded himself inside the unit alone and screwed the door shut. Residents in neighbouring properties were evacuated after police spotted a gas bottle inside, but thankfully nobody was hurt. After 3 days of hot temps, a cool change will sweep across the southeast from today. The Weather Bureau says we'll reach 25 degrees on the Gold Coast, with maximum temperatures to be 6 to 12 degrees below average. Further south in Victoria and Tassie, snow has even been recorded. AMA Queensland are urging Gold Coast residents to be on alert for meningococcal disease following a fresh alert from health authorities. It's understood a Victorian teenager contracted the disease while at schoolies on the Sunshine Coast between November 26 and December 3. President Dr. Maria Bolton says anyone in the area at the time should seek medical advice immediately if they become unwell.
Now, meningococcal disease can be quite severe and it can be deadly. And that is why it's important for people to stay alert. It's not a very common disease, but it does spread, and sometimes it can spread quite easily.
And finally, new figures confirm that 2022 has been a year of highs and lows for the Queensland property market. The end-of-year analysis by Domain reveals Varsity Lakes had one of the highest clearance rates for both units and houses combined at 67%. While Talabadra ranked first for the highest views per listing, with Currumbin not far behind in fourth. Chief of Research and Economics Dr. Nicola Powell expects demand for regional areas to continue into 2023.
Buyer demand for houses in regional areas remains strong, causing rental vacancy rates to end 2022 on the lowest ever recorded on Domain, and house prices to reach record highs.
Just briefly now, switching to some local sport news. And the Gold Coast Titans are expanding their NRLW Academy. In an extension to the existing Future Titans female program, the Academy will continue to deliver coaching and development for 16 to 19-year-old players from Logan to Lismore. Led by Director of Female Rugby League, Karen Murphy, she'll be joined in 2023 by ex-Gillaroo Veronica White and Game Development Officer Tim McIntyre. Academy sessions have already begun in preparation for their upcoming clash against the Newcastle Knights on Saturday, January 21 in Coffs Harbour. And now you're up to date with what's happening across the Gold Coast and Tweed. And our listener app is your new home of local news. Download the app now to listen live or on demand.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.